Amud Beis in Maseches Bava Basra. We're continuing with discussions concerning Iyov. Four lines from the bottom. Ulam shlach no yodcho vega b'chol asher loy im loy al ponecho vorecheko. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying to the Satan, oh, you are claiming that Abraham was great and you're not impressed with Iyov by claiming that Iyov had it very good. Well, I give you the rights to test him out. And that's what the Pasuk is saying, Shlach no yodcho vega b'chol asher lo. And then we'll see how he behaves. The Gemara continues, Vayomer Hashem el ha-Satan, Hine kol asher lo biyodecho, Rak elov al tishlach yodecho. It's necessary for us to refine what was said just a moment ago. The pasuk before was really the challenge the Satan presented to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and in this pasuk we're seeing the Kodesh Baruch Hu responding to the challenge. The Satan challenged the Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Oh, you really like Iyov? Let's see how he holds up under pressure." So here the Kodesh Baruch Hu says to the Satan, "Okay, if you want to give him some tzoras, then go right ahead." The pasuk continues, "Vayehi hayom uvanav uvnoisav oichlim v'shoisim yayin beveis achayem habachor umalach bo el Iyov vayomer habakor hayu chorshois bo asoinois roois al yidehem." So the children of Iyov had gathered together in their eldest brother's home, and a malach, possibly a messenger or maybe someone else, came and informed them of what was happening with their cattle property. As far as the Gemara at hand is concerned, it's interested in analyzing the end of the pasuk. The Gemara asks, "My habokor hayu chorshos va'asoinos ro'os al yedehem?" Amar Rav Yochanan, "Melameid shehit'imo hakodesh baruch hu le'iyov me'ain ha'olam habo." From this pasuk, we see that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Iyov a taste of Olam Haba. Before we go further in the Gemara, I just want us to remember that we're going to want to come back to this point in the Gemara in the next Shi'ur on Daf Yud Zayin. There will be a Tosfos that makes reference to this point about Iyov having tasted in this world the experience of Olam Haba. Where do you see some Olam Haba experience in this pasuk? So the Rashi explains at the bottom, "V'ha'asoinois ro'is al yedei habokor dorish leila kro she'oicheles choziz mitelem hama'ane." The donkeys were grazing alongside the cattle, the oxen, if you will. They were plowing. And while the oxen were plowing for the purpose of planting the field, at that same time, the donkeys were able to successfully consume the plants. You'll ask, what plants? They were just plowing to plant. So Rashi concludes, "Shehazera tzomeach b'sha'ato," that as soon as the seed was planted, it sprouted. Continuing in the Gemara, Oitze medaber v'zebo vayomer. Before we go further, it's noteworthy that there are a number of lines of Gemara that will be a series of psukim describing the beginning of the tzoras that Iyov was to suffer. And we've noted in the pasuk notation on the side of the Gemara, it says Iyov Aleph, these are psukim tes zayin through Chof Beis. They're psukim 16 through 22. Those who want to look up the psukim in their original source, so you'll be able to find it over there. So as we go on in the Gemara, who has these psukim in a condensed version, as you'll see, every few lines the Gemara will say v'chule or v'gomer, etc. As we go on, we said v'yomer eish alakim od zeh medaber on the second line v'zeh bo v'yomer kastim samu shloisha roshim v'yifshitu al hagmalim v'yikochum. So the first messenger comes and says the fire started burning. Another messenger comes and says the kastim, we saw them referenced in the previous Gemara dealing when was the period of time that Eov lived. So the kastim, the Babylonians, they set upon his camels and took them. And this messenger describes the children of Eov were dining together, and all of a sudden a massive wind came and wrought destruction. Vayokom Eov vayikra es meilo vayogos es rosho. Eov arose, tore his garment in the act of mourning, and cut his hair. Vayomer oroim yotzosi mibet enimi v'oroim oshuv shoma. Hashem nosan v'Hashem lokach yihi shem Hashem evoroch. Very well known posuk that Eov says he came forth into the world from his mother's womb naked, and he will return to his end naked. Hashem is the one that gives. Hashem is the one that takes. Blessed be the name of Hashem. B'chol zois lo chota Eov v'lo nosan tiflo lelokim. And through all of this suffering, he didn't blaspheme. Vayehi hayoim. We see the diamond here, and we had noted this in our previous shiur. This is the second appearance of the Satan in front of Hashem. Vayehi hayom vayovo b'nei hu alokim v'nisyatzei vayomer Hashem el ha-Satan ei mizeh tovo. From where are you coming? Kodesh Baruch asks the Satan, vayana Satan es Hashem vayomer. And the Satan answers, mishut ba'oretz, I've come from traveling the world. Omar lefonov, Ribbono shel Olam, shatati b'chol ha'olam v'lo masasi ka'avdecha Avram. The Satan repeats what he had said earlier, that he's traveled the world and he hasn't found someone as Avram, someone as righteous as Avram. Shamarta lo, you told him, kum hisalech b'oretz l'rochba kilucho etnena, that Avram was ultimately granted possession of Eretz Yisrael. U'bishol shabikesh lifbor sora lo motza mokon l'koivra. And when he wanted to bury his wife, he couldn't find any place to bury her until he had to pay out a lot of money. And as we explained last time, Avraham Avinu, even though realizing the land was going to be his, he still had to pay for what essentially was his. V'lo hirher achar midosecha, and Avraham Avinu didn't question what he had to go through. V'yomer Hashem al asod nasamta libcha el avdi iyo ki ein kamoho ba'aretz. V'odenu machzik b'tumaso, v'atesiteni v'oy levaloi chinam. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, look at my Eov. There's no one like him. And he's still in his state of righteousness. That's his machzik b'tumaso, his wholesomeness, his righteousness. And even though you, the Satan, you try to convince me to consume him for naught. The Gemara is going to focus on this expression, v'atesiteni, and say that had it not been written in the Pasuk, then we would not be able to explain or express the following seemingly preposterous idea. Omer of Yochanan, il mole mikro kosuv, if not for the fact that it's recorded in the verse, I epshur l'omro, we wouldn't have been able to say the following. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's reaction to the Satan had been one of ke'odam shemesitin oisoi, someone who is being challenged, who's being dared, v'niseis, and responds to the dare. B'masni sotona. In a Tanaic source, the Sultan is described as follows. Yored umat'eh v'oyle umargiz. He descends to this world and tries to lead people astray, tries to convince them to sin, and
and umargiz and arouses the heavenly wrath, no tail rishus v'notan l'shama, and as a product of his success, he in convincing a person to sin, he then gets permission to take his soul. Take a look at Rashi on the second line from the top. It says, "Ochigasin b'masni sotana yared umase yoyel umargiz notel rishus v'notel nishama v'ochi pirusha yared lamata." And he tricks the people to sin. For sin committing is really a function of a mistake. When the ultimate good of a person is to keep the Torah, keep the mitzvahs, that's the ultimate good, the ultimate pleasure. So sin, in effect, is a function of a mistake. And he causes a person to err. The oyle lemala umargiz es hamas hamelech. He then rises to Shamayim and raises the wrath of the king, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bistanuso, through his being mastin, his effects on a person in causing him to sin. Notam imenu rishus la roget achote. Then he gets rishus from Kodesh Baruch Hu to kill the sinner. Mikivan shenosna rishus dichtiv vatesitei vo. We see from that pasuk where the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, yes, I yielded to his daring, we see that he had rishus to do that. The Gemara continues, Vayan ha-sotan es Hashem vayomer, Or ba'ad or, v'chol asher li'ish yitain ba'ad nafsho, Ulam shlachno yodocho v'ga el atzmoy v'el besoroy imlo el ponecho yevorachecho. The Pesuk will continue momentarily, however here the Sotan is saying to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, oh, very nice that Eov has held up, but so far all of the tzoros that he's experienced were one of family property loss, family loss, his children died, but his body remained whole, he remained healthy. What would a person give to remain healthy? Let's see what happens if he receives bodily suffering. Vayomer Hashem al ha-sotan, hino biyodecho, ach es nafsho shmor. Okay, you want to afflict him? You can afflict him. However, make sure you don't let him die under the affliction. Vayotza ha-sotan me'ez b'nei Hashem v'yaches Yov v'gomer. And the sotan, having received that permission, went forth and started to afflict Yov bodily. The strain under which the Sotan had to hold up was greater than that under which Eov had to hold up. How is that? Moshe le'evet, shomalo rabo, shvor chovis, ushmor es yeina. As if a master said to a servant, smash the cask, smash the barrel, the container, and make sure the wine doesn't leak out. Same thing with the body. The body contains the neshama. You want to afflict his body, but make sure the neshama doesn't escape. Omar Reish Lakish, who Satan, who Yetzirah, who Malach HaMevus. Three points that are mentioned, and they are that the Satan is the Yetzirah, he is the Malach HaMevus. Who Satan, we have to acknowledge that there is a character called Satan. The stichtiv by Yetzei HaSotan Me'ez Pnei Hashem. And what is that character capable of? Number two, who Yetzer Hora. Tichtiv Hosam Rak Ra Kol Hayom. The posuk describing the Yetzer HaAdam, the Yetzer of a person, is described as using this term Rak Ra Kol Hayom. Uksiv Hocha, regarding the Sotan, it says Rak Elov Al Tishlach Yodcha. So we see the term Rak used by the Satan, and also as a part of part of the description of the Yetzer. Number three, who Malach HaMoves, Tichtiv, regarding the Satan, it says, Ach es nafsho shmor. We just saw that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, just make sure you don't take his life away. Almo b'didei kaimo. You see that it's in his hands to take life away. Hence, he's also known as Malach HaMoves. Omer Rabbi Levi, Satan upnina, l'shem shamayim niskavnu. This is a new point. also of a dramatic nature, that the Satan, at least in his behavior over here, but one can expand it to a much broader sense, and as well as Penina, she was the co-wife of Chana, the mother of Shmuel Hanavi. Satan, the Gemara explains. We have to mention that they both, in their behavior, even though it would seem on the surface as being somewhat problematic, evil behavior, nevertheless, they had heavenly intentions, positive intentions. The Gemara explains here, first we'll talk about the Satan, he's Aleph, and then line right underneath we'll see Penina described. Satan, kevan dechazio lakodesh baruch hu denatya daite basar Yov. When the Satan noticed the Kodesh Baruch Hu was seeming to favor Yov, Omar, the Satan said, chas v'sholom min shilei l'rachmanuse de Avraham, that chas v'sholom, heaven forbid, that he, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, should forget his love for Avraham. The love that was between Avraham and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avraham showed his great love of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and hence Kodesh Baruch Hu showed that in return. And this bond shouldn't chas v'sholom be broken by the seeming now closeness that Kodesh Baruch Hu is showing toward Eov. Penina, dichtiv. It says regarding Penina, v'chi asata tzoroso gamkas baravur hir ima, that Penina used to irritate Chana. Penina having born children, Chana not having children, she had been childless, and Penina seemed to irritate Chana. And the pasuk says ba'avur hir ima. If we look at the Rashi, Bavur here ima on the fourth line, she tisraim al shi akora v'tispaleu. We emphasize v'tispaleu that Penina's intention was to irritate and make Chana frustrated, and as a result of that state of mind, she would then turn to the Kodesh Baruch Hu in prayer. Simply put, Penina's goal was to make Chana daven more intensely than apparently she had been davening up till that point. And of course she was successful. We had seen two lines ago, Levi described the Satan as being one whose intentions in instigating people to sin and to go off the path, if you will, as being ultimately l'shem shamayim. That the Satan we saw with regard to Eov as trying to get the Kodesh Baruch Hu to pay closer attention to Avram by having Eov possibly fall off the path. So Rav Acho Bar Yankov, he said this vort, he expressed this observation in his town of Papunya, that the Satan is l'shem shamayim. Dorsha Rav Acho Bar Yaakov b'Papunya, Rav Acho Bar Yaakov said over this, that the Satan was l'shem shamayim in the town of Papunya. Also, Satan nashke v'karei, the Satan came forth and kissed Rav Acho on his feet. Rav Acho Bar Yaakov was a very unique figure in his generation. We had seen him in the Gemara dealing with the writing of a Sefer Torah. He wrote it on the first shot. He got the right dimensions, which a feat that very few ever even came near accomplishing. And he's featured in other interesting Gemaras as well. B'chol zois lo chota Eov b'sfosov. Even with these afflictions, these bodily afflictions, Eov did not sin through his lips. Rava is going to infer from this pasuk that Eov began to fall. Omar Rava, b'sfosov lo chota, b'libo chota. He didn't blaspheme explicitly, however, in his heart he was losing it. My Ka'omar, what shows us that he sinned in his heart? Eretz nosna biad rosha penei shoftel yichaseh im lo efo mihu. Here you have a pasuk that's in Perek Tes. It's quite a bit later than the pasuk we just saw. Here, Eov says that the rule of the land has been given into the hands of an evil one. Omar Rova, Bikesh Eov lahafoich keora al piha. Literally, Eov tried to turn the bowl over. That's a literal expression, but what does it really mean? Rashi explains, lahafoich keora al piha, kloima lakor kol kovoid. To uproot all honor, shechiref egideh, he started to blaspheme. It could be that here you see actual blaspheming on Eov's part. The question is, what was meant by Rava the line before when he said that b'sfosav lo chata? So we can offer a possible explanation that what we see in Perek Tes is coming forth from his mouth what he started to feel in the Pasuk Perek Beis where Rava made his initial comment. So that we see him in his heart going off, that was in Perek Beis, and here it's actually coming out. In other words, that for one to blaspheme in his lips, there has to be something that starts to develop in one's heart and then eventually it comes out. Omale Abaye. Abaye responds to Rava. He says, Lo diber Eov elo keneged ha-satan. Eov wasn't referring to the Kodesh Baruch Hu like you claimed. He was referring to the satan when he said that the land was given into the hands of a rosha. Ketanoi. These two opinions that we just saw in the name of Abaye and Rava are actually expressed earlier by Tanoim. The following source, as you can see, this is a source, it's framed, and that's how you know it's a Tanaic source. Eretz nosno nit biyad rasha. Rabbi Lezer Omer bikesh Eov lahafoch keora al piha, which we mentioned before was an expression of blaspheming. Omar lo Rabbi Yeshua lo diber Eov elo klape satan. He wasn't referring to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, rather keneged the satan. Al daitcho kilo ersha v'ein yodcho matzil. Omar Rova bikesh Eov liftor es kolo oilam kulo min adin. The pasuk we just read said that which a person sins is through your consent, and there's no saving from your hands. Rava wants to say that Eov wanted to, by this claim, spare the world from justice in the future, from being called to task. How's that? So before we go further, we'll just take a look at Rashi. Liftor es kol olam kuloi midinoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu lomar, by claiming she'anusim heim al yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that people, when they sin, they're doing it with beyond their own control. How is that? She'boro lahem yetzahora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created the evil inclination. V'ochi komar al daitcha ki lo ersha im ho'yisa chafetz lo ho'yisi rosh, if you should have willed it, I wouldn't sin. So it's Kodesh Baruch Hu's willing it that a person sins. Continuing in the Gemara, Amar Lifonov, Eov was saying to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Borosa Shor Parsoisav Stukois, you created the shor, kosher type animal with split hoofs. Borosa Chamor Parsoisav Plutos, the hooves of a chamor are rounded. They're a single unit. They're not split. Hence, it's an unkosher animal. Borosa Gan Eden, Borosa Gehenim, Borosa Tzadikim, Borosa Rishoyim, Mi Ma'akev Al Yodcha. We have dashed underlined Borosa Rishoyim because that's really the focus of our discussion, and we'll take a look at the Rashi. Borosa Rishoyim Al Yedei Yetzer Hara, Lefikoch Ein Nitzol Mi Yodcha, Ki Mi Ya'akev. No one can be spared from this. Who is going to prevent the person from going astray? Anusim heim hachotim. They're it's beyond their control that they're sinning. This is a claim that one may hear from others. Predestination, person who sins, he was designed to sin, he was destined to sin, that's the way the Kodesh Baruch Hu made him. That's the way he made us. As we know, that's a diametric confrontation and contradiction to the central theme of the Torah in Judaism. We accept the reality of Bechira Chofshis, a person has free choice. So as we go on in the Gemara, Umaya Hadru Le Chavrei the Iov, Iov was confronting his friends in these speeches. What did his friends respond? Af ato tofer yira v'tigra sicha lifnei keil. The Gemara explains, Boro HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzahara, it's true the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzahara. However, Boro Loi Toiro Tavlin. He also created the Torah as a tavlin. We can refer to that as an antidote, as a medicine. The expression, the Pasuk says, V'samtem es devorai eila al levavchem v'al nafshechem. The Gemara darshins that elsewhere, V'samtem v'samtam. Borosi yetzer, borosi lo tero, as a sam. Sam, that's tam, the complete medicine, a useful and effective medicine. First we'll take a look at Rashi. Boro lo tero, tavlin, shehi mevateles es hihure aveira. The Torah counters thoughts, sinful thoughts. Kidomar be'almo impoga boch menuvol ze moshchei lebeis hamedrash. More in Kiddushin that Rashi cites is that if one meets up with the Yetzirah, what does it mean to meet up with the Yetzirah? One finds that his thoughts are wandering into improper thoughts and improper areas. So moshchei, draw him, the Yetzir, lebeis hamedrash. Draw the evil inclination into the hall of study, namely sit down and learn. Im even hu nimoach, if the Yetzer seems to be unconquerable, that can't defeat him, you'll see if he's like solid as stone, it will melt. Hilkoch, and this is the main point. Lav anusin ninhu. Notice how we have the expression in a diamond. This is to contrast with what Iov had claimed before, that they were anusim. Here they're not so. How is that? Lav anusim minu shere yechoylim lahatzil atzmom. They can grab the lifesaver. They can grab the Torah. If I may be allowed an editorial note, we refer to the Torah as an antidote to a problem. An antidote, a medicine, has rules. If a person finds that he's not in control of himself, and he is the victim, we'll say, of inclinations that he just feels he can't get his act together, and he's learning, and he finds that the learning isn't helping him, it could be that it's not the mere act of learning. Imagine a person feels that he has thoughts that are very negative, and he starts to say a posuk, one posuk in the Torah, in the Tanakh, and he says it over 500 times, and he keeps repeating the posuk, and he doesn't find that his inclination is changing whatsoever. He still feels that he's drawn to the evil thoughts. It could be because he's not taking the Torah potion, so to speak, in the right way. Everyone who opens a box of medicine, pills, he finds a little piece of paper folded up 8 to 10 times and in very small print, but there are directions there, dosage levels, timing, other side effects, lots of information in how to take the medicine. The Torah, too, has instructions in how to go about learning. A derech halimud, and there are many, many sources that discuss this topic
and that if a person wants to get full advantage of the Torah's effects in his fight against the Yetzer Hara, in his attempt to grow and grow and grow to become a real Ben Torah, it's recommended that he looks up the sources and how to go about learning Torah, and not to think that just by having an attachment to Torah it will be effective. Hence the comparison that the Chazal use to a Sam, to a Tavlin. They don't say that the Torah is some kind of magic, some kind of instant refuah to one's problems. Rather, the Chazal chose an analogy to medicine, to pills. And as we said it in our opening editorial comment, pills have instructions, and Chazal provided those instructions in many, many places. One can merely take a look at the Gemara in Brochus, Daf Samach Gimel, in Shabbos Samach Gimel, in Maseches Avodah Zorah Daf Yutes, Maseches Sota Daf Mem Dalid, and many other sources in the Shas. One might also take a look at the Orchus Sadikim, Perek Chavos.